Thank you. Morning. Morning, colleagues. The title of my presentation is the comparative assessment of physicochemical characteristics and selected trace metal distribution in soils from three South African tea estates. This is a project that we're doing in collaboration with colleagues from the Tea Research Institution of India, as well as my colleagues from the Raw Material Research Development Council of Nigeria in Abuja. Globally, we're familiar with tea, and statistics reveal that over 2 billion liters, cups of tea is consumed daily as a non-alcoholic beverage. And that tea is grown on well over 3.5 million hectares of land worldwide, and that the tea market is actually a huge market globally, with a production investment of over 15 billion US dollars. In South Africa, we rank 18th among the 48 top tea producing countries of the world. However, our premium tea in South Africa is that of Rooibos and Bush tea, which are herbal products. Of course, we do have commercial production of Camellia sinensis, which is relatively very low and dwindling relative to the global production of tea. The tea plant is known to be acidophilic in nature. In other words, they grow on acid soils, and part of the characteristics of acid soils that we know is the fact that because of the acidity of the soil, you have high dissolution of metals in these soils, which are often taken up by tea plants. And many of these metals, like zinc, copper, iron, manganese, are considered essential, while others such as nickel and the like are described beneficial, and they're not directly involved in the nutrition of these plants. And the pictures here, just the ones on top is one of the tea gardens in South Africa, while the one below is from India. The mere fact that these metals are very important in the nutrition of tea plants, when they are low in the soil, they could exert negative influence on the growth of plants, while high level can also be environmentally unsafe, not just for the environment and our soil, but also on human beings, because excessive consumption can be quite unsafe, yet we do require some of these metals for survival. And for that, the number of maximum permissible levels or thresholds which have been established for these metals. Study on metal content in South African soils are mostly limited to that of crop field. Field crops, not much has been reported on tea gardens, and it's important for us working on tea to have a better understanding on metal content in relation to the soil chemistry and other physical properties of the soil, so that we have a better understanding of how that could exert influence on the tea that we consume. We do know from the knowledge of soil chemistry that the uptake of some of these metals from soil is a function of not just the plant characteristics, but also soil types, variation in soil types, and the inherent properties of the soil as it relates to the content and the forms in which these metals are present in soil. So So on that background, we set out to assess the total and the hyperavailability index of four of the metals were selected for the soil samples that were taken from three different tea gardens. I must emphasize that, of course, zinc, copper, nickel, and manganese are selected in this study. The reason being that these is often described as heavy metals. All of them are described as heavy metals, but these are also considered very, very important in not just plant nutrition, but human health. The three tea gardens that were selected were actually two, which are described Chibasi and Mpumbuna. In Limpopo province, this is a map of South Africa. Limpopo is at the tip of the country here, whereas the KwaZulu-Natal, the Intingwe tea is located just at the lower part of the southern part of the country. The estates, in terms of the coordinates of where they are located and the area of these estates, are indicated in the table below, while the various climatic conditions and soil characteristics are briefly highlighted. The four soil samples that were collected actually were distributed based on the size of the fields, but most importantly, at the Tivati estates in Limpopo, we had about 45 soil samples taken, whereas from KwaZulu-Natal, because of the access to the field, we were only able to take 9 samples from different blocks within the tea gardens. These sampling were done in 2015. The differences in the number that we took is a function of the size of the selected garden. Analysis of these soil samples, physical and chemical analysis, as well as the meta-analysis were carried out in Soil Science Laboratory using standard procedures that we're familiar with. So, especially for the meta-analysis, emphasis was on both total as well as available content. The available meta-content were determined using the ammonium EDT extraction procedure, while the total analysis were performed using tri-acid mixture digestion procedure, and the concentration of the metals, both extractable and total, were read on atomic absorption spectrophotometer in this model. We also took some leaf samples from the gardens, which we analyzed for metal content so as to check the availability of these metals. And the results that were obtained were actually expressed as the mean of the measured values plus, actually, this is the standard deviation, not of the standard error. While regression analysis was also performed on selected parameters to establish the nature and form of the relationship that existed in measured parameters. The results of our measurements for the various physical and chemical characteristics that were selected, most of the tea gardens, the three tea gardens, differ in both physical and chemical properties, and most of these parameters are measured. The soils are predominantly clay in nature. The asterisk shows the predominant textural class that we have from each garden, except at Intingwe, which is the KwaZulu-Natal area, the soils are more of sandy clay, whereas those of the Limpopo are predominantly clay in nature. And in terms of the various chemical parameters measured, the soils are acidic in both cases, with more, the acidity is higher in the Tigway tea garden. The measured metal content also varied, but I must emphasize that the concentration of the total content is in the order of manganese greater than zinc, nickel, followed by that of zinc and copper for all the three gardens, while the extractable content were actually, there's no consistency in terms of variation between manganese and copper, but both of them are greater than that of zinc. Unfortunately, the extractable nickel, we were not able to finalize all the samples, the determinations as at the time of this presentation, but we hope that by the time we send in out the manuscript, we will have the data. But what is important is that the total zinc, manganese and carbon are highest in the Chivas garden, while that of the garden from KwaZulu-Natal in Tigwe tea garden has actually the least, except for zinc, which is high in that soil. These slides actually shows selected regression analysis for various parameters that were measured. The key issue here from this slide is that most of the soil physical parameters, particularly the clay content, as well as the soil pH, have a very strong relationship with the acid saturation, which is measured for the soil sample from the three gardens. And actually that relationship is actually highest with the pH and zinc, recording an R square value of 0.86. The slides here actually also showed the piercing correlation matrix between the different parameters. It's from the matrix, most of the metals actually have negative correlation with sand as well as the acid saturation, whereas the silt content as well as the extractable zinc shows positive correlation with positive correlation with the selected chemical properties. In terms of the leaf samples that were collected from the gardens, this table shows the concentration, the content of metals that were measured in the tea leaf samples. And most of these values are generally below the permissible levels, except for manganese, which is relatively very high. The conclusion from this study is the fact that the metals actually pose no risk, despite the fact that this is an acid soil, and that the metal content in the three gardens differ in terms of the soil geology, the management practices that are imposed, and the age of the gardens. However, zinc, manganese, and copper are actually higher in the diversity garden. The correlation between the total and extractable metals are actually negative but significant, and with sand, while the silt content shows a strong correlation with total nitrogen and organic carbon content. The results also suggest that from the tea leaf samples that we analyzed, that a fairly high manganese and aluminium were recorded from these fields. However, we hope that in our other studies that are going on, we will be able to establish the solubility of these two metals in the tea products that are obtained from the field. Thank you.
Thank you.